Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Ronald says, why are fans ripping and insulting college kids for choosing to opt out in 2020, especially top players headed for the NFL draft? Ronald, you have to remember, my brother, there's a Neanderthal type of attitude that comes with football and its fans. And so there's a lot of football players that are Neanderthals. That's why they get smoked by the owners constantly in negotiations. And there's a base of football fans. I hate to say it, but you're Neanderthals. And so you're really not far off of animals. And so I'm not saying it's a large portion, but there's a portion of football fans, Ronald, that are just close to animals. And they don't care about players. They only care about their team. They want the player to play for their team. If he's a terrible player, as in a person, they hate him. But they want him on their team. You know, they have that double standard type of thing. You know what I'm saying? They want the player to stand up for the national anthem, but meanwhile, they're picking their balls on the couch when the national anthem's going on, or they're racing to the bathroom to go take a leak. But they want the player to, you know, follow the rules. You know what I mean? Which there are no rules, but it's just out of respect, but yet they don't have the same respect. These are the kind of people that tell you, I'm not going to wear a mask, but COVID is not real, and the mask will kill you, not help you. Which, again, I don't know where that makes any sense either when they say that. You know, it's a Neanderthal type of thinking, and there's a portion of football fans that are like that. The ones that were supporting Ray Rice, they're just Neanderthals. Oh, he can run for 1,300 yards? I don't care if he beats women. You know, it's that thinking. And so those people, it's like the young man is opting out and he's going to prepare for the draft. But in that Neanderthal's mind, you have now screwed my school over, okay? You are not dedicated. They don't care because, see, if you blow your knee out, well, you did enough for my school. I don't care what happens to you after that. That's how these people are. They don't care about anything. They don't care about the human being. They don't even think about the human being. And so anybody that's picking on a kid for opting out is a loser, basically. That's it. Anybody that wants to opt out because of COVID, you have every right in the world to do that. I mean, who the hell wants to get sick? And who the hell wants to risk any kind of serious type of ailment? Because it could be serious to certain people. I'm not sure. And why would anybody be open to picking up something that they could pass it on to their family? So if those kids want to opt out and prepare for the draft, or if those kids want to opt out and move on to life, then go ahead, dude. Do whatever. They don't care about you in college, but the Neanderthal doesn't know that. Well, maybe even if they do know it, they don't really care. Again, because all they care about is their team. They don't care about the individual. That's all. So those kind of people are just, they're just terrible human beings. Because they demand from others what they can't do themselves.